every Mother's Day gift you have ever given has sucked. Your mom wants the best, so get her the best headphones available. Heavies is the highest rated over-the-ear headphones on the market with 8 speakers, 5 microphones, and the amazing Hellblocker noise canceling to block out all the obnoxious family members in a mom's life. Not only can you use easy payment plans across several months through Heavies.com, you can also save $40 off any bundle by using the code YOMAMA at checkout. Get Heavies for your metal-loving mom like a good child, or for yourself, you ungrateful brat. Get them the best headphones for metal and every other genre out there. The code and payment plan works if you get Heavies for yourself as well. But for real, think how happy your mom will be when she hears her favorite songs on a set of these. Get $40 off any bundle with the code YOMAMA at checkout with easy payment plans available at Heavies.com. This is the podcast that rocked for May 7th, 2025. Podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, alternative metal, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you all so much for hanging us with a few minutes late. Sorry about that. I won't say names, but someone showed up. The police showed up at someone's door, and we had to pause for just a few moments. Anyone want to come clean? Spoiler, it wasn't me.
And it wasn't me.
Son of a biscuit, you guys. Y'all.
Everything's fine. Rowan and I determined that it was illegal to tell dad jokes in her part of the country now, and there was a line of dads waiting outside with an angry police officer.
Class action lawsuit, chat.
Yes, that is correct. So,
whatever.
Thank you all for your patience. We are a few minutes behind, but we shall make up for it. Thank you so much also for the super chats that have come. If we get to 52 likes, we'll play a round of Festival Rock or Flop, where we book a random festival in the middle of nowhere at bands at random, as we always do. Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're terrible, and sometimes they're just so weird that we have to go. Also, all the super chats will be read at the end. If you do $10 or more, you get your own random festival. We'll have a few already. We have a lot of news to go through. Thank you guys so much for hanging with us. Anything else we need to talk about before we get started? We actually have positive news. We have some negative, but we actually have some positive news this week. It's kind of nice. You guys remember when we're actually going to talk about good things on this podcast? That was a goal. Remember that?
Dude, you say that every week, so I don't hold my breath anymore.
I know, right? I don't either, because I kept
it's hoping. Volatile out there.
Yeah. So, well, we got one good thing that happened, and we found out on Monday that Ghost is number one with Skeleta, and the first rock or metal album to go number one in over 4 years. That is a big deal. So, yeah. With Skeleta going number one, the biggest drive of that was vinyl. The reason why it hit number one so quickly, so many vinyl pre-orders, and I think that's awesome. Okay, you guys can only see me. You can see two of me. Boy, tech issues already. There we go. It was like doubling up on my image.
Ghost, I'm just looking at it now.
Yeah, right. See, it's like, why is that happening? Yeah. Ghost earns first number one album. See, I'm back to normal. I'm going to cut this out later. No one's going to know. Maybe I won't. I don't even care anymore. But with the pre-orders for the vinyl, this is why it shot up to number one. So number one, yeah, vinyl is a big deal now. But two, I don't know if I was expecting Ghost to hit number one the way they did.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Like no shade at all. I just didn't see it coming.
We like Ghosts. We made that clear, but I didn't see this as such a huge dominant number one. So quick quiz, and then we'll go through the history record. Do you guys know what the previous number one album, rock or metal album to go number one was 4 years ago? You'll never guess if you don't know it. So
no, I don't know.
It was Power Up from AC/DC.
Yeah, I might have been able to guess that.
Maybe. See,
wouldn't have. I keep forgetting whenever AC/DC releases a new album.
They forget too. But anyway, Ghost is really going to do well with all their stuff. Tour is going okay. I haven't heard any more issues with the cell phone ban after 2 weeks ago. Have either of you heard anything else after 2 weeks ago where people were like waiting an hour and a half to get in?
The line thing, I haven't like seen anything.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything new. And that is significant because people are going to find a reason to complain if there's something to complain about.
Yep.
All I know
people like to talk about negative stuff, more than positive stuff.
Correct. And I say this, the elitists are mad because it's Ghost that got this honor, not, I don't know,
metalcore butt rock riff 19 or whatever band they're listening to. Yeah, I know that's not that creative, but there's some of the bands they're listening to. It's a good thing. This proves that rock and metal at least has a pulse, right?
Well, rock albums don't make it to the top of the Billboard chart often. Not like it happens, but not very often. So seeing it happen is always super rad.
Absolutely.
And also with it, like how unique of an aesthetic Ghost is as well, that just is even more impressive in my opinion.
I would agree with that too. On Skeletor's 86,000 first week equivalent albums units, that is huge. Album sales comprise 77,000. It debuts at number one. SEA units comprise 9,000, meaning certain amount on-demand streaming, and TEA units comprise a negligible sum. The massive amount is through all the vinyl variants and everything else. So it wasn't just people buying one vinyl, too. All the different vinyl variants that they saw for Ghost and all this. Yeah, people jumped on it. So also two things. One, I can't commend Ghost enough. I'm glad it's a band like this that actually gets the positive press for it, even if it just lasts 1 week. And we'll get to what could potentially be next week's number one, which would even be wilder, but it's possible. And number two, to the advertising and marketing SEO website managers at billboard.com, I get it. You want to advertise 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 White Claw ads on my screen right now. Five. Now, I'm not saying you have control over that. It might be AdSense. It might just be showing what ad. What you have control over is how many of those ads are on your screen at once.
They just blast them. They don't care where they land.
I guess.
Well, your ads are structured around your personality and search history, right?
Rowan,
because I don't drink.
Those are the things that come up. Those do not reflect my personality.
You know when you get cookies on any website?
Alex, did you just self-report?
Do you accept all cookies?
Dude, all I'm saying is when I open my browser and it says I have some ED pills headed my way, I'm like, bro, what are you talking about?
What?
To be fair, I get those too, and I assure you I'm not searching for that. Okay. So it's just
I'm definitely not searching for that. Nor silver singles in my area.
Okay, when I lived in Florida, I did see ads for those just because Florida is the king of those ads. So at least the location area I get for that one. So
hey, there's a lot of old
you
people
know what LA too California.
Oh yeah, well LA in general because it's the biggest city, so of course you're gonna have everything advertised pumped in there.
Warm, yeah, exactly.
Well, they would combine them. They would have White Claw and silver singles in your area, like the silver gray hairs, the silver foxes.
We're gonna have all three on all of our screens in just a second because we're talking about it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah, no, listen. The AI is like, write it down. Well, write it down.
Well, we set ourselves up for that. Okay, anyway, so we have this for
can't wait to deal with that later.
I'm very happy, by the way. Let me do this. Was my wife that contributed to the number one, by the way. She did buy the Ghost vinyl. It does sound very nice on vinyl, by the way. Ivan here agrees.
Yay. That's awesome. I think it's... Yay,
well,
yes.
Well done with the timing.
And I think it's in the past 10 years. There's only been 8 rock albums to make one.
And
so.
Some of them have sucked. they have legit sucked. So... That being said, I have two little tidbits about this, like two little tangents. One's really fun and one's more hypothetical. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to have a little history lesson for everyone listening in the chat. We'll try to make this brief. Loudwire went through history and went through all the number one rock and metal albums, the ones that got hit number one on the Billboard Top 200 in the 90s and 2000s. And this is one to show you how much variety there was, how much rock and metal really was a huge standout in the 90s and 2000s still, and also just the volume, the quantity. REM, Out of Time. Skid Row, Slave to the Grind, when, you know, that style was just about to die. Then we get to Van Halen for Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. Metallica's Black Album. This is still all 91. Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 2. U2, Octung Baby. Then we get to grunge. Nirvana, Nevermind. Def Leppard, Adrenalize, back to hair metal. The Black Crows, The Southern Harmony and Musical Companion. Boy, that is a title. Aerosmith, Get a Grip. U2, Zooropa. Cypress Hill, Black Sunday. Nirvana, In Utero. Pearl Jam, Versus. Alice in Chains, Jar of Flies EP. All these names were in a relatively short succession when they were competing in the early 90s with so many big pop and rap names and country names, when Garth Brooks was number one for like 5 years in a row or something crazy like that. It just goes on and on. Soundgarden, Pantera, Pink Floyd, Beastie Boys, Stone Temple Pilots, Eric Clapton, R.A.M., Pearl Jam, Van Halen again. It's a lot.
Dude, I've been feeling super nostalgic for like the early 90s, even for me, mostly the early 2000s. But the 90s for sure had a lot of that rock that really like we can talk about the 80s hair bands and, you know, classic rock obviously shaping what we know today as rock and metal music. But those early 90s bands, man, they were just something else.
They really were. Live, Throwing Copper. You remember them? Like they're like one hit. Live's more than a one hit wonder. Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill. For all you youngsters, there was a time frame where Alanis Morissette ruled the world. Literally. No Doubt's Tragic Kingdom, back when No Doubt was a rock band. I know, youngsters, that really was a thing also. Smashing Pumpkins, Alice in Chains, Rage Against the Machine, Metallica, Pearl Jam, Counting Crows, Bush, Live Again, U2's Pop, which is not the best, but still. Oh, my allergies. Aerosmith, Nine Lives, The Prodigy, The Fat of the Land. Just something like The Prodigy even hit number one, you know? Metallica's Reload, Korn, Follow the Leader, Marilyn Manson, Alanis Morissette again, Santana, Limp Bizkit, Nine Inch Nails, and these are my two favorite back-to-backs. Creed, Human Clay, and Rage Against the Machines, The Battle of Los Angeles. Now, why are they my favorites? Because the album covers both have the arm raised, and those are the two rock albums that went number one back to back. Kind of like they're the same album.
Just the early 90s.
Right. Rowan's like, huh, yeah, my grandpa listened to this.
I mean, like, to be fair, honestly, like a lot of my music taste is kind of like from the early 90s then onwards, really. Yeah. Like, you know, Tool, Deftones, just like all the grunge stuff too. Yeah, no, like Marilyn Manson too, you formally, but no, yeah, like I'm aware of like all these guys. Yeah,
absolutely. Really quick, then that went pretty fast because I didn't go through every album title and the breakdown. How about the 2000s? Because there's not as many, but there's still some big names. 2000s, another Limp Bizkit, Tool, Lateralis. That one was destined to happen because at the time, that was the long wait because people were waiting forever for an album then. That was like 5 years, you know? That's a long time back then. Stained, Blink 182, System of a Down, Creed again, Disturbed, Linkin Park's Meteora, Godsmack, Stained again, Metallica's Saint Anger, Velvet Revolver, Green Day, Three Doors Down, and we'll get to that in a bit, Nine Inch Nails, System of a Down, Audio Slave, Stained Again, 10,000 Fists, Nickelback. See, a lot of the divorced dad rock is really dominating for the number ones on this one. System of a Down, Godsmack again, Tool's 10,000 Days. So all those albums range from 2006 to 2000. So you can see the quantity is not as much, but it's still there. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Evanescence, The Open Door, Incubus, Daughtry, Fall Out Boy, Linkin Park again, Three Doors Down again, Disturbed again, Slipknot, which, by the way, Slipknot to go number one, that's big deal. That's a lot heavier than other bands usually get for number one. Metallica, AC/DC, Green Day again, Daughtry again, Pearl Jam. And that ends the 2000s.
I am honestly shocked that Evanescence's Fallen did not reach number one. It only reached number seven.
Correct. And I think a big part of that for the history lesson on this one, Bring Me to Life did not debut with The Fallen. Do you remember what it debuted with?
Movie.
The Daredevil movie soundtrack with that Ben one. Affleck. Right?
Can't remember if it was Elektra or Daredevil.
Yeah, so that's why, because it was like months before the album came out as well. That was everyone's real debut to Evanescence, and was like, what the heck is that? But also that was a time where you could see a crap movie in the late 90s and early 2000s, but the soundtrack was killer. Like, you would buy
that's most of those.
Yes. Like, you, I made a whole video about that. Like, Godsmack, like Godzilla, the 98 Godzilla movie with Matthew Broderick. Awful movie, but the soundtrack was amazing. It had everyone in it. There was tons of movies like that. So
I think, yeah, the early 2000s were pumping out some banger soundtracks.
Yes, they were. They put more effort into that than the movie. So,
yeah,
something, one movie I always see that fits that criteria is Queen of the Damned. It's the yes. Interview with the Vampire sequel.
With Aaliyah. Yep.
So yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm. I think that was curated by Korn and Jonathan Davis, if I'm correct.
Well, Jonathan Davis was the voice.
Death Cab was on that album. And mm-hmm. and I remember like a lot of people saying like this was my introduction to Deftones.
Right.
The Queen of the Damned soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that wasn't that far away, too, because that was still around White Pony also.
Yeah.
That soundtrack is still up there as one of my favorite movie soundtracks. That one. And again, just in that area, they did such a good job.
Mm hmm.
And also, need to bring that back.
They won't, but they should.
No, they should.
Even if it's just bad movies, that's fine. You just want an outlet for it. But one thing,
you're lucky if you get one copyright song.
Yes, because they would have to pay royalties. We'll say this one, then we'll move on to the other side of this discussion. My favorite one was the Scream 3 soundtrack. Again, it had everyone on it. Scream 3, not great, but soundtrack had everyone from Slipknot and System of a Down and all these other up and coming bands, Finger 11 before they made it out big, you know, and all this other stuff. And it was curated, made, and had a special, unique song made just for the movie by Creed. Creed went out and said, yeah, we want that Slipknot song. Ooh, yeah, that System of a Down song. Yeah, Creed did that, literally.
Nice. Nice work.
Yeah. Make fun of Creed all you want. I know I have, but good job on that one.
Yep, that's impressive.
So we go to the second side of this conversation. Ghost has the number one spot on the Billboard Top 200. As the number one spot is rarely held on for too long by a name, unless it's like Taylor Swift or something, Ghost is probably not going to be number one next week. What are the odds the number one album next week is also a metal band? And can it happen for Sleep Token?
If it could happen for Ghost, I am positive it could happen for Sleep Token. I feel like Sleep Token would make more sense than Ghost, because first of all, both bands blew up on TikTok, where their songs really helped kind of like get them a lot of new followers. But I feel like Sleep Token is bigger on TikTok. Also, I've just been seeing more traffic online about every new Sleep Token single. Like, this thing is being hyped big time.
Thoughts on that, Alex?
I feel like not yet. I feel like Sleep Token has all of the traction behind them right now. Ghost has been building this traction for like the past 10-ish years. I don't remember when the first album dropped, but it's been a while. They've had more years under their belt than Sleep Token. Sleep Token has a lot of traction and momentum right now, but I don't know if it's quite enough to yet boost them to that number one slot. I
think my counter, though, is that like at least purely numbers, Spotify alone, Sleep Token only has 1 million less listeners than Ghost. They still have 8 million listeners, which when you remember that only 2 years ago they had like I think 2 million when Take Me Back to Eden dropped, that is huge.
It's awesome. It's mind-blowing. The speed of which Sleep Token has skyrocketed is incredible, and I'm not discounting anything they've done at all. I don't want anybody to think that, because what they've done, what they've built, is amazing, and they have earned everything. I just don't know if it's quite enough yet to push them over that edge. Will they get there? I think so. Will they get there this time? I don't think so.
Fair arguments on both sides. Two things I'll counter with on both. Number one, someone just said in the chat, Damocles, the song is number 47 on the Billboard Hot 100. Is that legit? That's impressive if that's the case. I don't know. I think
Caramel was too. To my point.
Yes. Okay. So.
Oh yeah. No. And songs, I said, they're good, and the songs all totally kicking ass. Every time they drop a new one or talk about a new one, and it's a new one we're talking about, whether it's Caramel or when Emergence dropped, like they're definitely making waves. I don't know if the full album can reach number one yet, though. But if I'm wrong, that's okay. I think they deserve it. I just don't know if it's going to happen yet.
Right. So, and my other argument for that, and the only reason why I'm entertaining the idea of Sleep Token could do it, the vinyl pre-orders were what sold Ghost to number one. We know the people that those vinyl pre-orders for Sleep Token are also happening. I don't know the amount, but I know a lot of them sold out. So at least there is a chance. Mm-hmm. Right?
I would love to see it.
Oh, yeah. So that's why I also say, if Ghost hits number one this past week and Sleep Token next week, the metal elitists will never let this live down. This is like their Black Friday, Black Christmas, whatever you want to call it, the worst week of their lives for elitists right now. And I think that's hilarious.
No, the band I hate is getting mainstream recognition.
Oh, no, the other band I'm supposed to hate is getting recognition now.
How could you give your love to this band and not this underground black metal band that I've been listening to for 30 years?
That is correct. Yes, that is also correct. No, I will not buy deodorant. I want to pre-order this black metal project off their online website that also gave me viruses.
Priorities. Yes, they never released anything outside of 100 copies and their singer stabbed their guitarist, but damn it, they're a good band.
At least they're not posers. Yes. So, I hope for the best. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is good things. Good things are happening. Remember how the 2010s were and rock and metal were not exactly the most popular? Is that safe to say? It at least feels now that a lot of good things are happening, you know? So,
yeah.
I want to bounce around a little bit because we just talked about this and like talked about some good stuff. We do have to talk about one bad thing. And we just found this out today. The singer of Three Doors Down, Mr. Brad Arnold, came out and said he was diagnosed with cancer, kidney cancer, and it's stage 4. Now, his quote is saying he's not scared at all. Apparently, with kidney cancer, if he finds the right donors and matches and it's not spread too far into a system, depending on what it is, he has a fighting chance. If he says he's not scared, he has the money to help fund everything to get whatever surgery or procedures he needs, and everything else goes fine, then there's reason to believe he'll be okay. I am not going to go further into the cancer knowledge and stuff like that. All I know is that is an awful announcement to hear. And regardless of my thoughts on Three Doors Down, I know people make fun of the divorced dad rock. I have too. No one deserves this. Right? So,
yeah. I mean, like, all we say is that, like, all our jokes are that, like, Three Doors Down is just generic. It's just, like, we don't have any bad ill will towards them.
Correct.
No, so. And there's nothing personal at all.
Yeah. And I think that's how everyone feels, too. So, we hope for the breast for Brad Arnold. I mean, if he's not scared. Breast.
We hope for the breast for Brad Arnold. Rowan!
You said it, man.
I would just like to point out that Rowan is now muted for the next 5 minutes.
Dude, you said
it. He's not really. The best
I think,
for Brad Arnold's there. There we go. Yeah. So
I was just going to add, it might not even be worth adding, but I'm glad that it's just his kidney. Like, obviously, we wish it wasn't anything, but kidneys are a little bit easier to deal with. You know what I mean?
They are. And he says, thank you guys so much. God loves you. We love you. See you. And he's talking about other things as well. It's stage 4 and that's not real good. But you know what? We serve a mighty God and he can overcome anything. So he's using his faith to help carry him through it as well. If he says he's not scared, he doesn't think it's his time. So you know what? We'll wait and see. But if he has the funds to do it, if he has everything else and the ability to take care of himself, then yeah, I can hopefully it's cautious optimism that he'll be okay.
Yeah.
So we did not want to continue on. We saw a super chat come in for that. We do hope him the best. So that being said, we need to talk about more positive stuff now. So
Hey. It
was yesterday or the day before, I had to send a quick message to Alex, who I was worried passed out after the news of Amy Lee and Halsey working together on a song. Yeah. So apparently... Yep. Yeah, apparently this song's already done and they've been teasing it. There's clips of it online. They already did like the sneaky little thing where Halsey sends out a new audio snippet through text, seemingly featuring Amy Lee from Evanescence. And Halsey has been like openly said she was inspired or they were inspired by Evanescence and songs earlier in the day. I'm also of a strong opinion that Halsey's a lot more rock and roll than a lot of half the rock acts out there right now. And people
that's
don't
fair.
People don't like to hear that, but it's true. So
well, actually.
Good.
Well, I was to your point about that. Halsey has a song with Bring Me the Horizon called Experiment on Me. And going back to our little discussion about crap movie, good soundtrack, that song was used in the Birds of Prey movie with Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Back in like 2019.
Yeah. When she's just kicking ass with the bat.
Yeah. Bad movie. But when I heard that song, I was like, this freaking slaps. And then like listening to it on my own and hearing like Halsey like sing, she does like a harsh like vocal. She does blast like dude, like it was awesome.
Absolutely. I think you both of your sentiments nailed it. I'm a fan of Halsey. I love Halsey. She is a lot more rock and roll than a lot of rock acts we've got right
100%,
now.
She is. Yes.
She's a pop artist, but she's got a lot of inspiration. So like Evanescence was one of the big inspirations behind Lonely is the Muse off of the most recent Halsey album. And she kicks ass. She did that work with Bring Me the Horizon on the Birds of Prey soundtrack. She has a soft spot in her heart for rock music, and she knows what good music is. So
Also,
I'm super excited about this.
Just to reiterate that point, the throwback, Halsey posted this in 2019. So much to unpack here. You see an image on here, the Evanescence shirt, the Hot Topic pants, the look of determination, the Costco glasses, the secondhand violin that got me into music. This post is a whirlwind. So she is, but not by any means just a come by fan, like just recently to try to get attention. This has legit been a thing for a long time. So,
dude, I could not imagine growing up listening to some, like, imagine, okay, all of us here, imagine listening to like one of your favorite artists as you're growing up, like you're a teenager and you're like, oh, this is such a good band, this is such a good album, and it changes your worldview. And then you get to work with them one day. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Dream come true. Yeah.
Yep. And it's well deserved too. And this is a good pairing. Also, it's not like a weird bedfellow situation where like, why are they working together? No, this fits perfectly. So
yeah, I'm so excited to hear this song.
Yep. Make a whole album. I don't even know what they would make. Make a whole album. I trust the project.
I don't even care. That's a fantastic idea.
Go on tour together. How's that also? Why? That should be possible, right?
Well, they're playing together next week at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, I want a show. I want a tour. Come near me.
I want a tour too.
Yeah, come near me. Come on.
Everyone.
Yeah, come on. That's, what is that? A 4 or 5 hour flight? Something like that? Come on now. Come on.
You? Probably about 5 hours.
That's what I'm saying. For me, I want to see it. Easy.
Come on, let's go.
So yeah, easy for you. So then we move on. See, at least Loudwire here doesn't have five of the same ad all peppered throughout. They just advertise their own stuff and one or two little side ads. Normal. Billboard over here. White Claw. Do you like White Claw? How about White Claw? Ooh, here's some more White Claw while you're trying to read. Also, yes, when I'm trying to read a news article, what I'm going to be advertised, ooh, White Claw. What? No.
Let me get something that is, it'll make it harder for me to read.
Yes, it would, actually. Why do you need a White Claw? Do you really need a hard alcohol when you're reading a Billboard article? Really?
I
don't get it. I don't know.
Just maybe to get just through me. It sometimes, you know?
I guess.
You need to numb the pain.
The pain with a White Claw? Oh, my goodness. So, we move on. I know the both of you are probably not as big in the pro wrestling, if I'm correct. So,
not super familiar. Sorry.
Let me describe this. One of the biggest names right now is a Mexican wrestler named Penta, who has this elaborate entrance. He wears a mask and he has this amazing wrestling moves. He's a lot of fun. He has like a strut when he walks to the ring. He's had these bonkers matches over the years, like in cage matches, tag team stuff with his brother, who's also a wrestler. Tons of cool stuff. Well, what would you say if instead of like the generic crappy theme music, we just get this guitarist of Tool to play in it because he's a fan also. I think that's pretty awesome.
So that is awesome, but do not disrespect WWE intro music. There have been some absolute bangers.
Have you heard them recently?
No.
Yeah, that's why. Back in the day with Stone Cold, yeah, they were great. 20 something years ago.
Triple H.
That's over 20 something years ago.
Okay, dude, somebody said I still grew up with.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying. Recently, they've not had as much luck. I mean, CM Punk comes out to Cult of Personality from Living Color, which was the late 80s. You know, there's not a lot of new stuff, but this is where Adam Jones said, you know what, I'm gonna come out here and do it this way. So what I'm gonna do is play a few seconds of it with real low volume, because I can't imagine this will go poorly on YouTube. Alex and Rowan, pulled the YouTube video up, like, just if you have it on our stream, so that way you can see what's going on, because you won't be able to hear unless you play it with you, but just hearing it, I want you to see what your reaction is to Penta if you've never seen him before. Here we go. It'll catch up in a second. He's like a legit amazing wrestler too. He's got personality. He's a little bit nuts in the ring. Like, he'll dive off stuff and like spike people on their heads. So
fun.
Lots of fireworks, lots of pyro, lots of fun stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, see? So now he has Adam Jones, a Tool playing his guitar riffs on the thing. And here he's strutting in. Camera's not on it because there we go. He's high-fiving the little kids his special way. Penta's theme, The Fire Is Coming, featuring Adam Jones from Tool. And they had all the little ads and stuff for social media. Tool and WWE is not the combination I ever would have thought would happen, but there it is.
Like it. That's fun.
Yes. So,
you know, he's reminding me of Rey Mysterio and the Boogeyman, if anyone remembers that guy.
Oh, yeah. I get what you mean. This guy's like he's super athletic, too, kind of like Rey Mysterio, but also no Boogeyman stuff, like none of that type of thing.
I don't know. Like the aesthetic, like kind of like the skull paint. Yeah. Yeah.
So like he paints under his mask. You like he like paints the bottom half of his mouth, that type of thing. So,
yeah.
It's very cool, though. I like that. Why can't nice things happen like that? You know, get more rock and metal bands to play different stuff. I think it's Motionless in White or that does Rhea Ripley's. They played on WrestleMania last year, not this year, but last year. So there's some inclusion of it. You know, we need more.
I love it when they did that because Chris Motionless and Rhea Ripley are like separated at birth twins. And I always thought that. So when they joined forces, I was like,
and they
knew it.
And they panned it out too. Like they faced each other and were singing and then faced the crowd. It was like the perfect setup for that. And also hats off to Rhea Ripley. She had the best match at WrestleMania in her this year. And that was almost unanimously said as the best match of WrestleMania this year. The ladies, the ladies owned the show and it was a spectacle to see them. Three ladies in a three woman match just kick the crap out of each other for 15 minutes.
Fun.
Right? So that being said, speaking of ladies that we want to see kick the crap out of people, I am all in favor of Courtney LaPlante of Spirit Box kicking the crap out of anyone she wants. Anyone against that idea?
The reasoning ahead, absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah. We're all Spirit Box fans. I think that's very safe to say, correct? We've already established that pretty well on this podcast. I think people listening, you think they're acceptable. I think most people listening in chat are fine with them. Courtney made a big statement calling out the sexism in metal scenes and how bad it is it's gotten. And she makes a lot of good points. And I do not have the time in the podcast to go through all of them, but I want to read one quote from Courtney LaPlante. I'm always fascinated about how I'm a minority in the metal scene, even though women make up at least half of the planet. I don't care what sound bites come out of this. People are going to be offended by this for whatever bullcrap reasons, so no matter what I say. This stuff that actually affects me, it's not some kind of victimhood mentality. It's just, I'm just talking about my experience. And for every person that might be angry about a woman speaking about her experience, there probably is another woman who's grateful for it. All I want to do is help people leave the insular sexist world. Now, why do I bring this up? Because this is a statement that's been going around against Courtney and other ladies, Poppy, you know, Ginger, Evanescence, you name it. They've all had the sexist stuff, especially in the metal scene. And not by everyone, but by a very vocal minority. It's so vocal because the internet amplifies that. Why do I bring that up? Because the comment section was absolutely polite and understanding of everything. It was beyond toxic just on this article and the Facebook and all the posting and shares and everything. The sexist cult crawled out of their 4chan caves just to attack Courtney Moore. It did nothing though. All it did was one, expose people who was sexist, which by the way, social media, you can find out who's making those comments, idiots. Number two, you're proving it right. What's wrong with you? This is exactly what it is. So
you just gave her evidence. Yeah,
she did.
Like, dude, you're outing your sexism right here.
By the way, to your point, Luke, and like you just it's especially like hilariously pathetic when like their username is just their name.
Yes, that's a past generation thing.
They have their own pictures of themselves. Yes,
and that's a very, I don't mean to use the term inappropriately, but this is exactly what it is. It's a very boomer attitude when it's just their name and like a picture of them in a truck with a selfie, and that's the profile picture, and they use their real name.
They're wearing sunglasses too, because they're always wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, even if it's at night, yes. And that's a lot of the commenters. That is correct. And it sucks. And of all people, you're going after Courtney LaPlante, who is such a force in metal now, that actually is a good representative of metal. That's the target you're going to go after? Ugh. It goes back to the thing. She's, but she doesn't sing like this black Norwegian metal band who actually has a death growl. You know, it's like, okay. And It's always going to be like that for right now. I hope it continues to improve. Spirit Box is right in the way. Their tour did such good numbers. Their album's still great. You know, the one that came out this year. I think it's their best album, and that is saying something.
Really? I think I still like it more than Eternal Blue more.
I like this one more than Eternal Blue just because of the variety and how hard the edge is when it gets that vicious. That's just me, though. That awesome. It's a high bar, though. What you're saying is they have a higher tier of quality over many other metal bands. And Spirit Box is the one that's catching the ire because girl. That's it. That's the argument.
It's like you never grew out of like kindergarten when you were worried about cooties.
Ew, girls can't play metal. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Girls can't be girls doctors. Can't play ball. Yeah, it's that type of attitude. Girls can't be strong. It's like, okay, all right.
There's no sexism in metal.
I think that's the weird argument too. Like it's 2025. The sexism is obvious and documented. It's everywhere and recorded. What do you mean it doesn't exist? You could show them proof and they'll just scoff it off and forget about it right away.
Yep. That's exactly how it all goes. So,
the thing is too, like when you go to tours and concerts, like what I see, yeah, you do see a lot more guys there. She's right. Festivals, it's a lot more of an even split. Yep. So where's the sexism at the festivals? Are all the guys just folding their arms and turning their backs whenever a woman's on stage? It sucks to say this, but some of them probably do.
Some of them do. You see, we've been to so many festivals, Luke. You see people turn around, walk away, and a lot of them, I'm not saying all of them by any means, lot of them, but some are going to turn around and walk away and go, I'm going to go watch this band instead of that chick band.
Yes.
Like, it sucks, but it still happens.
What sucks the worst, I think about this, and this is the best example of not thinking it's sexist, but it totally is. Oh, they have a gimmick where the girl's a singer. Like it's a gimmick.
Oh.
You know, that's not a gimmick. That she's the singer of the band. That's what she does.
She's the singer. That's her job.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, it's just like a thing where it's like if you just listen to the album or it's just like a couple of select songs and you couldn't like figure out it was a girl or something like that. And you liked the songs and then you hated them when you found out it was a girl. Like, there's your points.
You got your own problems in that part, too. So like it's like
somebody, it's just like a thing where it's like.
I do. No, you're right. Like,
is it just about being a girl or do you just not like Spirit Box? Like,
yeah. So like you hear Soft Spine, but you don't, the first time you ever engage Spirit Box, you didn't put it together. There was a woman singing and screaming, but then you see the band image
and you enjoy it.
I can't believe I liked that. And they're Canadian. Barf. That's my attitude.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's valid.
Oh, and that kind of,
please subscribe.
Exists. That unfortunately does happen. Like we're joking about it, but it totally does.
It totally does. It absolutely does. Still, in 2025, where you'll see the image of the band playing on your phone when you're listening to them, and people still don't piece it together. So it sucks that she's right. And I'm not saying that she's not valid. I'm saying I wish this problem wasn't existing the way it does in the metal scene, because so much of the metal scene can be toxic, and it's not the majority, it's just the vocal minority. That's what it is.
Yep. And it's exactly that too, because the squeaky wheel is going to scream the loudest, or whatever that stupid saying is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, I'm just saying I can never get in their mindset, because like what purpose do you think this is genuinely gonna serve you in life, even when you just say like, oh, you didn't listen to this band like I did, so I was like, okay, who cares?
Mm-hmm. So is that attitude that we're gonna have? It's like, Stevie Nicks back in the day, she wasn't a rock star. That was just a gimmick band, Fleetwood Mac. It's like, what?
Probably.
Yeah, and that's some of the attitudes, though. But they haven't evolved from that time, even though so much has happened. So I don't get the arguments anymore. So some people really are just dumb, aren't they? Yes, but yeah. Nita Strauss. Oh, that's a perfect example. Oh, she's just a gimmick guitar player. She can't really play, Nita Strauss.
Wow.
Well, really, is that it? It's just a gimmick. Okay. So
I think I have talked about that before.
Yeah, I have seen that online many times. Yeah. She's like,
That girl.
She only got the job with Alice Cooper because she's hot. I've seen that attitude before.
And I'm like, have you heard her play? Yeah. She's a badass. Like,
she's
what?
She's hired all the time by the LA Rams to play the national anthem on her guitar. I don't see that with any other sport teams, you know?
Yeah. So. No. They completely look beyond the talent just because, girl, yes, like we just said, and it's gross. Stop it. It's 2025.
Wouldn't you want to be more inviting if all these guys are the stereotypical, it's like straight white macho males that like take like the fake gimmick testosterone and like hair supplement stuff and then go and do like one set at the gym just to say they go to the gym. But then they're also like, no, girls can't be a part of this. Wouldn't you want ladies to be a part of it? What?
Don't you like?
And they wonder why they're single. They're always questioning why they're single.
Ooh, that's the ones that are on Alex's like cash, like for single foxes in your area. It's those guys. They're also making the comments about Spirit Box. That's what it is. Yep, time to move.
I don't want to talk about silver singles in my area.
Well, they're the ones commenting about Spirit Box and how girl bands are bad.
Ew, they are. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. Time to move. Yeah, you got to get out of that area.
I can't get anywhere, man.
Well, I didn't say you have to move too. You're going to have to move far. Like, you have to move really far. But I'm sure.
A remote island is not feasable, okay? Iceland, that's the only place we can go.
Hey, Iceland is beautiful and there are no mosquitoes. It's the only country in the world without mosquitoes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, see? That's a plus. Iceland. See,
I like the warmth out west, though. Oh, it's not bad. It feels a little cold up there.
It's not bad. Everyone complains about the cold.
What is it, like 30?
No.
The summer?
No.
You know, there's an active volcano there. 30
is a good day where I am.
Okay, I gotta do some geography.
You warm-blooded, creatures just enjoy the cold. Anyway, we move
it's
on.
It's like when you see a lizard in a cold area, it just like
it just shrivels up and stops moving. Yes, exactly.
That's me. Yeah. I'm a lizard. Push-ups. Yeah, stay warm.
As we move on, while Alex does push-ups, if you're not watching on YouTube, Alex just did 10 push-ups right there. I promise that's what happened. We move on very quickly to two things. Number one, excuse me, Turnstile's new album's coming out. They released two more new songs over the past week and a half. They're awesome. They've been showing unique visuals with their music videos and stuff. Like, you can tell they put a lot of time into it. Drone footage, slow-mo, crowd reactions. They're like taking the band to different remote areas to play, like in the snow, on an island, on a mountain, all this different stuff. Fun things, right? Reason is they're taking all the songs and making this full video, a 14 song visual album, and debuting it at a film festival. I think that's kind of awesome. I haven't heard of that anything like that in a long time. But yeah, like literally a full video for every track on the album, and it all pieces together with all this cinematography, and it's going to be a film at like independent film festival.
That's super cool.
There's like a history of that type of thing. Like Metallica had one, Fall Out Boy had one. It's kind of like its own music video movie. You can even say The Wall has that too.
See, and like something like this, it's been a while since I've seen something like this, at least recently. Turnstile is the perfect band, like for something different to go with this, you know, like I'm watching it right now on screen from Instagram. Like it's aerial drone footage of a pit and like people like just almost windmilling each other in the middle of a field while the band plays. So it's going to be a lot of different stuff. The first music video that came from the album was that footage of them like playing on a jet ski and on a snowmobile in the middle of the snow and all this other things. So I like it. Why can't bands be more creative?
This is a musical then, right?
Yes.
It's a feature. It's a feature long music video.
A 14 song visual album. So it's going to be like pretty much the whole album runtime, if I'm correct, maybe more, and then actually have all the footage to go with it. So
I like it.
The next step is to have something like Gwar do that and be the most ugly, violent, grotesque thing ever entered into a film festival.
I mean, like you just watch some of Gwar's direct to DVD ones.
That's true. They could just film that. They have all the props and material. So it's not like they can't have to go that far to make a video like that. So I think it's
cool. Oh, no, they have movies.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't watch them at work, but they have them.
I didn't say I watch them at work.
Yeah. Everything Gwar is not safe for work. Is that a fair statement?
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like that's if you're watching or listening to Gwar at work, you might have to go to HR. So Turnstile, you're okay. You're fine with Turnstile. So. Finally, before we get on to the big tours and albums that are going to come out, I would like to point out one unique tour that got announced. I know Alex is probably on Alex's radar. If you dug Mudvayne LD50, if you dug Static X Wisconsin Death Trip, well, they're going to be celebrating both on tour. And it's a big, fatty amphitheater tour. I had to remember just make sure I had the venues right. Mudvayne announces LD50 25th anniversary tour with Static X and Vended. And Vended's doing a lot of good things, proving they're not just Slipknot Jr. And Static X also selling their 25th anniversary. That's my favorite Static X album with Wisconsin Death Trip. They're going to be all over. Big fatty tour. That tour makes so much sense. It's like a perfect lineup for what they're doing. Three bands. They have the right vibe. I think that's smart.
Think so too. It's going to be a really fun one. Again, hearkening back to that nostalgia factor that I've been riding on for mm-hmm. like a week of the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this also, is...
Vended is...
Go ahead. Go ahead about Vended.
No, I think Vended is just such a perfect choice. They're still green enough that this really is giving a new band a chance to kind of like tour with such a veteran. But also at the same time too, they just like a lot of their sound is still very reminiscent of that era.
Mm-hmm. In a good way. In a good way too. So a lot of that stuff did not age that well. Those two albums, LD50 and Wisconsin Death Trip, they aged great.
Yeah, that's still my favorite Mudvayne album. Death mm-hmm. Blooms would probably always be one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah, so I think that's perfect. And Vended being the opener for that is also like the perfect modern day choice for something like this, in my opinion.
Exactly.
So, see, good things. Good things are happening. Also, I'll give a little shout out to Blabbermouth. Again, not filled to the brim with ads to the point where I can't click on the screen. This is totally acceptable. Well done. See, that's nice. Good job, Blabbermouth. That being said, I think we're about ready to go for the out because we were a couple minutes late, but still, we got some business to take care of with other things. We have upcoming tours. We got a lot announced this week. We have upcoming albums. There's some big ones coming up this Friday, including one really big one. Alex, what do you have for us for upcoming tours that got announced this week?
David Lee Roth is hitting the road this summer. That'll be fun for...
I can't do the DLR impression that good. Oh yeah. I used to have the sound clip. It was perfect. I don't have it anymore though.
Well, you can go relive it and do it in person.
Oh, he's going to
tour
this
summer.
He will do it the entire night. Absolutely.
Oh, totally. In This Moment also announced a US tour with Wargasm, Kat Von D and The Pretty Wild.
Can I interject for one thing? Okay. The lineup sounds great. Kat Von D?
Isn't she a tattoo artist? What is she doing?
Well, she's been singing. She's been singing, and she's also super born again Christian, according to my wife. So she's going on tour within This Moment and Wargasm. Is she
going to preach to me if I go see the show
before Wargasm in This Moment? I still want to go. Don't get me wrong. I want to see the show. It's more of a question is what I'm asking. I don't understand. Explain.
Okay. Well, you know what? To that point, Dee Snider also follows that faith. He's come out and talked about it. He's still Dee Snider and he's still doing, you know, Twisted the Sister, House of Hair and he's, you know, doing Twisted Sister and all that stuff. And he's still, he's starred in horror movies. Like,
okay, that's,
I think
we all know U2's Bono doesn't shut up about that type of thing.
Okay. You know, I you're right. It is very presumptuous for me to assume that Kat Von D is going to bring out like her own little pulpit on like a dolly and like set it up. Listen up. We're all going to sing this hymn together before I start singing this song. You know,
he's in robes.
I mean, have you seen an In This Moment show? That is plausible.
Yeah. If it's a dirge, it's like a truly dark hymn, maybe.
Yeah.
So
it would be like,
I think that'll be a really fun show
on TV. That'd be awesome.
Also, In This Moment of Wargasm and The Pretty Wild, those three are like perfect choices. That's like bam, bam, bam. Nailed it. My confusion was with Kat Von D being on the lineup. That's why I ask again.
No, I feel
I
you.
Go. I'm just saying I didn't get it.
I think if you're able to separate your personal beliefs and the art, then you're fine. And I feel like that they will be fine.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You made it sound like she preaches like in general, like that's kind of like a thing she already did.
Oh, also,
I haven't like kind of like read.
My wife is more. My wife is somewhat familiar about this too. She's also super anti-vax. So I don't know if that has anything to do with anything. So I hope she does. So as long as she's not like between Wargasm and The Pretty Wild, she's going, listen up, you need to start believing in Jesus and start disbelieving in vaccines. You know, then if that's the case, that's bad. But
I hope nobody does that ever.
Right, exactly. Like,
Don't force your personal beliefs. We're here to see good music. Come on.
Yeah. And this is a spectacle show too. In This Moment and Wargasm alone. That's going to be a very visual, intense, fun show that all.
Go ahead. I'm so sorry. I was going to say this is the second Hell Hath No Fury tour in, I think it was 2012. Mm-hmm. In This Moment did a Hell Hath No Fury tour with four other, you know, female fronted rock mm-hmm. metal bands. And it was awesome. So it's kind of a copy of that, but they're just calling it the Hell Hath No Fury tour again.
Right. And I'm excited for something like this because I think it fits well. It gels well together. And also the crowd that hates metal and rock with girl, they're going to hate this. So make sure to get tickets because you won't have any of those chuds there.
Yes. Get your tickets so you don't have to deal with that. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Everyone there has a good chance of wearing deodorant. It's kind of a big deal. So
win-win situation. Right?
You know, you can breathe through your nose the whole show. What a deal.
Yay. No sexism.
What else do we got?
We already talked about it, but Mudvayne, they're hitting the road. Static X Vended. That's going to be a really good one. Check out the details on that one. Get your tickets today. Blind Guardian just announced a North American tour. We've got Cannibal Corpse hitting the road with Municipal Waste and Fulci. That's going to happen throughout the U.S.
Heavy.
Suffocation. Yeah. Suffocation as well. Another really heavy one.
Tour. Yeah.
Yeah. Just announced some headlining dates around their Carnifex tour. What else do we have? Youngblood. So taking it away from the heavy.
Yes.
Youngblood just announced a new album called Idols and hitting the road 2025. Rob Thomas hitting the road 2025. Some solo tour dates. Ah. Joe Perry from Aerosmith is also teaming up with Black Crowes and Stone Temple Pilots members for a 2025 tour.
That could be something unique. I hope they make some type of, even if it's just one song, I'd be interested to see what they put together. You know,
this is an interesting lineup. I mean,
songs.
Yeah. Joe Perry anything. And then Stone Temple Pilots members. It's a unique combination of talented people. I could see them making something work.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. It's kind of a weird little cherry picking. It should be cool.
Yeah.
Steve Miller Band also hitting the road, U.S. tour. And then Benson Boone just announced the American Heart Tour for 2025.
A lot of good stuff coming. Like throughout
lots
everywhere.
Of good ones,
like everywhere. So you know what? If you're looking for a show and you have the money to get tickets, not all those tours are super expensive. You might have to do the service fees, but not all of them. So check stuff out on that. We'll try to put some tours up on the website as well. So Rowan, what albums are coming out on May 9th? We know the big one. What else do we have?
Okay, so first of all, we have Arcade Fire with Pink Elephant. So
that is another big one. Okay, Rod.
Yeah, I got a couple, honestly. We have doom metal veterans Candlemass releasing the Black Star EP. So this is a 4-song EP with 2 originals and 2 covers. And interestingly, the first cover is Sabbath Bloody Sabbath by Black Sabbath. But the second one, which kind of caught my eye a little bit more, was Forever My Queen by Pentagram. So I don't know, just because of how much attention Pentagram got, the other month, I don't know. I just feel like that's kind of like a nice coincidence. Like they're both considered the biggest, most popular doom metal band. So yeah, kind of seeing them for acknowledging each other. That's always cool. And then finally, first of all, we have Behemoth with, I don't know if I could say the name of this title out loud, but I'll just say The Crap of God.
Behemoth, yeah. Well, the new Behemoth album. There we go.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
But yeah. Oh, okay. And we also have Parkway Drive releasing a new single with Sacred. Mm-hmm. I still haven't listened to it yet, but Parkway Drive is a band I enjoy, so I'm going to get to that very soon. And finally, the big one, Sleep Tokens, Even in Arcadia. Dude, I am so hyped for this one.
I have to say, come Friday, I got a feeling that's going to be everyone's talking about everything Sleep Token, just how it's going to be.
I'm staying up for this album, which is not something I've done in a while. So again...
Also, one thing I talked about, sorry, hair in my throat, with Gretchen about this, every Hot Topic in America is having a Sleep Token Even in Arcadia playthrough. You go to Hot Topic any Hot Topic on this Friday, and they will have a Sleep Token Even Arcadia playthrough, and they encourage cosplay. And they will have free buttons, Sleep Token buttons, to anyone that comes in while supplies last. It's been a while since I've thought of any reason to go to Hot Topic, but there it is. So
again,
very cool stuff like that. Really quickly, song of the week. It was my week to choose, and out of nowhere, I love it when a big collaboration comes out of nowhere. This week it is Health teaming up with none other than Chelsea Wolf. So if you like industrial metal and then you like Chelsea Wolf's industrial stylings, you get both of them at the same time. It's an awesome track. Name of the song is Mean, M-E-A-N. Chelsea sounds great. Health gets super dark and gritty with the tone this time. I love it. It dropped a few days ago. Since this last podcast, in the last couple of days, check it out. I'll put a link to it on the site as well and in the comments. That's one of my fun ones. Again, more collaborations should happen like this. I'm glad people are starting to figure that out as well. So Now we move, before we get on to our festival rock or flop, we do have some super chats. Thank you so much to everyone for donating to the super chats. We'll have one round because we did our like goal. Please keep hitting the like button. Every time you hit the like button, it's less of a chance cops show up at Alex's door. So please keep hitting that button. You're like, guys, she needs it, guys. Come on, hit the button. So
I had almost forgotten. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'll remind you. Don't worry.
You're not living that down.
It's not her fault. So, and everything's okay. So yeah, I'm okay with this.
Yeah. Funny, though.
That's what makes it funny. Everything's okay, right?
Yay. Yeah.
Excuse me. So from Paul, you're right, Luke. Meteor is greater than hybrid theory. I think so. Skeleta is not 7 out of 10 if it hits number one. Oh, there have been trash albums that hit number one on the Billboard 200. That happens more often than not, to be honest. And I'm sorry for not liking the Downward Spiral and Kid A before until today. Oh, interesting. You went on a deep dive. That's a fun one. The Downward Spiral and Kid A, 90s classics. Very nice. From Ellie Yeet, I would like to remind everyone that Luke's Regretting the Past video on Weathered by Creed is turning 10 years old next Tuesday. So happy 10 years old to This Is Not About Sex, the sex meme that I made 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yes. Really quick about that. I remember being in Florida, casually writing for that video. And that was that time for this video itself when I started to take rocks more serious. I was like, okay, I need to start putting more effort into this if I want to make something out of it. So it was that video where I made fun of Creed's weakest album, in my opinion. And there you go. And even that video 10 years ago, I said Creed's first album was fine, but it's just that album that was a bit off the rails. So also from Ellie, prayers for Brad of Three Doors Down, stage four cancer sucks. Agreed. Mimic your cat. Now, this is not from Ellie Yeet. Mimic your cats and bark at your dog. How about no? What kind of nonsense? Okay. From Cinematic Sterling, what is everyone's favorite song off Skeleta? Mine is Cenotaph. I am so bad with Latin pronunciations, by the way. Album's fun. It's a song that helped me after losing my mom 3 months ago and makes me happy. Okay. I'm glad that you found some coping through something like that, too. That is nice to see. Do you guys have a favorite song off of them?
Lacrima, easily.
Lacrima?
Eastfield has been stuck in my head lately because it sounds like Journey.
Very nice. I do like Lacrima, but I also like the one he just reckoned too, because I'm so bad with pronunciation of some of these, but Cenotaph are very nice. Also, 10 great EPs like Jarflies and Broken. I'm assuming that's just a list suggestion. And finally, from Ellie Yeet, Berber Ding, Berber Ding, Berber Ding, which is a Mudvayne reference. Very nice. That is an appropriate use of the Super Chat feature. Thank you. We all get it. Thank you. Umbra is also another one I really like too. Someone else just said in chat. So, Alex and Rowan, we have some festivals to book. Is there anything else we need to do before we get going with that?
Welcome, Dano.
Okay. That's what the cop almost said to you at the door.
I walked right into that. Nails it, guys.
Oh, that's
dang it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everyone. I did earn that. I did earn that applause. Thank you. So I can hear my wife's eyes rolling from downstairs, by the way.
Oh, come on. That was good.
That's fine if it was good. I just know my wife. Like, she has to admit sometimes I'm funny, and that's the best because she knows I am. And she's like, dang it, that was funny. And she doesn't want to give me credit for it. That's the best. All right, we got some festivals to book. What's our festival name going to be for Festival Rock or Flop, where we book a 4-band festival in the middle of nowhere, trying to book at random and get people to come? The goal is to make money.
How about number one fest, Billboard Fest, something like that?
Billboard Fest isn't a terrible one. Want to go with that?
Go to Jail Fest.
Prison Fest?
What was it? Going to Jail Bird
Billboard Fest. Prison.
Okay. Oh, God.
No, you know what? No. Prison Fest has more of a chance to cause chaos for the bands we choose. So you know what? We're going with Prison Fest just to throw chaos out there and see what we get.
Okay, this can be...
It could be bad, but you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. Let me type my camera. There we go. First, we have, so everyone knows I'm not cheating, band number one for Prison Fest, Judas Priest. I'm okay with that.
Well, they have the song Breaking the Law.
I kind of like that, too. You got another thing coming?
We got a theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Number two, Fever 333. This oddly kind of fits with the political side of it. You know? Mm-hmm.
It's still a vibe.
Yeah, number three, Static X, we were just talking about him. Judas Priest, Fever 333, Static X. I'm already down for this, by the way.
Same.
Number four, Avenged Sevenfold. I'm going to be honest. This is probably one of the stronger festivals we've booked in a long time. Any thoughts?
This is a good one.
Yeah, no, this is like all of them are bangers.
I agree. Chat, yes or no, would you go to Prison Fest? I can't see why anyone wouldn't if you're a fan of rock and metal. I know Nodder was in Avenged Sevenfold. I know Nodder was in Fever 333. This is a good show, especially for Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Billings, Montana, where we're booking these festivals in the middle of nowhere. This is gold, guys. You're not going to get a better shot at this.
This is a good lineup.
I agree. So, any other thoughts? I'm seeing yes. Breaking the Law. Yeah, I'm seeing all that. Slipknot should be here. Well, you know. I think we got a good four. This fest is great. Already bought tickets. Didn't even look at the price. Wow. Man, you must be rolling it if you didn't know what the ticket prices for this one is. We can charge whatever we want now. We got them.
And we're actually selling at the prices that Sleep Token scalp tickets go for.
Gee, I can't even imagine.
Worth it.
Yep. That's a yes. I mean, come on. We already know it's going to work out. So, for Paul Fest, Paul, you're up. Here we go. Number one, The Interrupters. We're getting some ska in there. I kind of like that. For Paul Fest, number two, Sum 41. Interesting little lineup for that. Good energy, too, though. Sum 41 and The Interrupters. Number three, Vended. Proof that somehow this random system does listen to the podcast every week. And number four,
just like your ads.
I know, right? Trivium. I'm down for this. Trivium, Sum 41.
The last two saved it for me, actually.
Vended, The Interrupters. This works. This is more like this is more of a Tulsa, Oklahoma show, to be honest. So,
yeah.
I'd go for this.
Something for everybody.
Yeah. I don't know who would headline. Would it be Trivium or Sum 41? Probably Sum 41.
I think you have to do it one, because it's kind of like split in half.
Yeah, that's fair. Vended's
I think we'll do. We'll have to go Vended and then Interrupters.
Yes.
And then Trivium and then Sum 41.
I think that's fair. That sounds right. I'm going. I mean, I'm seeing yes. It's like automatic yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't really know The Interrupters, so I think I would switch The Interrupters and Vended. So, like, you know, Vended followed by Trivium kind of like seems like more.
I get what you're saying.
Coherence.
Yeah, I feel you.
As long as the four bands are these, I'm going.
Interrupters are so good. Hell yeah, I'm there.
They are a lot of fun. So, two for two. And number three, our last one for the Super Chat festivals. I will never get over being dehydrated and getting over this cough that I got 3 weeks ago. Yeet Fest is returning. Ellie Yeet, here's what we got. Band number one. 100 Gex. We're already getting interesting. We're getting into that EDM hyperpop with Super Insanity. Number two. Flogging Molly. Off the rails with back and forth styles, but I like it. Number three, Motley Crue.
Oh, God.
Motley Crue, Flogging Molly, and 100 Gex. And finally, Greta Van Fleet.
No.
I'm not saying that every band is terrible. I'm just saying I'm not sure what audience this all appeals to. So
this isn't for me, man.
Like,
I can't make it. I gotta work that night.
It's at night. What do you mean you're working that night? You work during the day.
I gotta work. I got a night job. I gotta make money. Side hustle.
You don't know what it is. You don't know the date.
I'm always working. I got a new side hustle.
She's got community service from the police.
Oh. You shut your mouth. You shut your dirty mouth.
Next week, the joke will be dead.
I'm giving you an out, too.
Oh, yeah, I can't make it to the festival.
That's why the cop was showing up. Yeah, she can't come to this festival. She's got to do her community service. Yeah, oops. Oh, yeah. You can't see Motley Crue. Man, Motley Crue should have been
in. You are secretly fist bumping the cop. It's like,
that's why. Okay, yeah, you came early, man.
That's why. You put on the fake handcuffs that are actually binding. It's like, you got to go. Sorry. Yeah, I
missed your cue.
I'm seeing a lot more. I see haha, pass, no, pass, I'm good, no. It's a yeet fest, all right.
deserves a golf clap.
Ellie Fest is not something that I think we can work with. Unfortunately. Dang. 2 out of 3 is not bad, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
A great weekend.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's a 2 out of 3 days is pretty strong, especially that first day. Prison Fest. Oh, it's Alex. It's Alex Aid to get her out of jail raising funds.
Thank you.
I mean, that's the day. So
that was the lineup to do it on. For it was. Sure.
Yeah, that's the one that's going to make money. So that being said, thank you all for tuning in. Sorry for a few minutes late. Sorry for me coughing into the microphone. I'm still dehydrated and getting over a cough that I had for months, or not months, weeks. Alex and Rowan, do you have anything, Alex, how about you, that you'd like to close with?
All good.
Nothing from Alex. Rowan, how about you?
Last week, but just like a reminder, I got Baroness tomorrow. They're playing Red and Blue in their entireties. Really looking forward to that. And then me and my buddy, we're going back to his place right after the concert, and we're listening to Even in Arcadia as it drops. So I'm just really excited about tomorrow. You know, it's honestly just about 24 hours until that album drops. And I mean, like, it's something we're all looking forward to.
I think it'll be a good moment, I hope, for everybody. And I hope it lives up to the massive hype and expectations that is already set. Because we talk about the success and how fast it's happened. We all have a lot of expectations. If they live up to that this time, that's massive too. So that being said, thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back next week. Alex, what is your joke of the week?
Okay. How do you get a farm girl to marry you?
Oh man, I feel like there's like 100 answers you could give for something like this. It's like 5 cows.
There's always like that one moment where it's like, I should know this.
Yeah. Promise to take care of her sister also. You know, just
what?
Far. Well, if you're marrying me, what about my sister? That type of attitude. Ah. Oh.
Ooh,
how do you marry a farm girl? I got nothing.
First,
Rowan.
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank.
All right. Okay, so how do you get a farm girl to marry you? First, a tractor.
Okay.
Nope. Rowan laughed. Rowan did laugh.
Yeah.
That was a laugh.
You got me.
Yes, I win.
Yeah, you judge way too fast. You didn't let it sink in.
Yep. The John Deere tractor. John Deere. A tractor. You know what? I see tomatoes. I see bananas, but it doesn't matter because Alex definitely got that one. So very nice. Oh, someone just put tractor emotes in the chat, by the way. I didn't know.
They had one of those.
At you?
Who's in there throwing the tractors?
It's the Hulk.
I didn't like that joke, Crash.
It's just romantic.
No, Bruce Banner is in the audience. He hears the joke. He turns into the Hulk.
Someone else said they laughed at that one also. So you know what? It wasn't just Rowan.
Yeah, okay, good.
Thank you all so much. Oh, and someone's throwing horses too.
Horse?
So thank you all so much. We shall be back next week. Thank you again. Remember, if you want to marry a farm girl, first you need a tractor. Is that how you want to say it? First you need to a tractor? First?
Tractor.
A tractor. See, I did the delivery all wrong too.
Yeah. You're throwing Saturn.
Well, you're hurling sad planets at, huh? Just going through the emotes, are we? Okay. You know what? It could be worse.
They progressively like larger.
Oh, if you throw cats at Alex, she's gonna keep them. So thank you again. We shall be back next week. Goodbye, everybody.